Hello.
Hi, is this Angela?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Angela. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is
Hi.
Is it a convenient time to speak, or is it best to call?
It should be okay. I'm babysitting my grandson, but he's watching the TV, so he's quite happy.
Okay. I just don't want you to be sort of like in an environment that you can't speak. If there is any time that you can't speak, just let me know and we can...
Okay. He's two, so it doesn't really know, but... Should be okay.
Yeah, it should be fine. So just for data protection, can you please confirm your date of birth and address, please?
Are you able to tell me the password? Because the lady told me that if somebody phones me, that she gave me the password.
Yep. Bear me for a second. Aberdeen.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
I just have to go into a different section where that is. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so if you... can confirm your date of birth and the address, please?
Yeah, my date of birth is 1/12/81 and my address is 27 Gardner Cliff, Kingcourt, Aberdeen.
Lovely, that's great, thank you. So I just need to make you aware that if any safeguarding is disclosed during the call, I will need to make a referral to the local authority for that. And also,
okay.
All calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, so today is just to gather some more information to record the impact of the time in care for your application for Scottish redress. What age did you go into care? What age did you go into care? Can you hear me?
I was 12, 13.
Lovely. And do you remember what local authority that was?
The name of the care home?
The local authority, so if it was like Glasgow or...
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, and were you known by any other names or nicknames?
My name's Angela Robertson. Brooks is my married name, but we're separated.
Lovely. Any nicknames at all?
Just Angie.
Angie. Oh, would it have been Angie Roberts?
They just called me Angie.
Angie, okay.
Yeah.
So the care settings I've got down are Oakbank School 94-97.
Yeah.
Did you go to any other care settings?
No, that was only one.
And was that actually the school that you attended as well?
Yeah, they had a school in the premises.
Okay. Okay. And who is your registered GP surgery?
Just now?
Yes, please, yeah.
Kingcourt Medical Centre.
Kingcourt Medical Centre? And whereabouts is that, please?
Kingcourt, Aberdeen.
Lovely, thank you. Do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment?
Any family support, no.
No, so like adult social care, occupational health or anything?
No.
Lovely, thank you. Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Yeah, I've been on antidepressants since I was 17. I'm on PIP and adult disability because of my mental health anxiety and stuff.
Any other mental health diagnosis?
No, just that. No? But it does come to my family.
Do you have any... have you ever done any self-harm?
When I was younger, yeah, a lot younger.
And what did you do?
When I was in Old Bank and that, I was cutting my arms and trying to kill myself, yeah.
So, cutting arms. Did you do any other cutting anywhere?
Sorry?
Did you do any cutting anywhere else?
It was just my arms, no.
Okay. And you made attempts during that time to end your life as well?
Yeah, a couple of times in Oak Bank, yeah.
And how did you try to do that?
We used to take the razor blades out of the actual women's razors because obviously we weren't allowed knives or anything in our room. Mm-hmm. So that's what the girls in Oak Bank used to do. Take the actual blades, break the razor that you use to shave your legs, and you get the blades inside, take them out.
And what did you do to... Did you cut your wrists to end your life on that occasion?
Cut my wrists, my arms, yeah. Still got scars.
Okay. Was that on two occasions?
Two, yeah.
Yeah, and did you attend hospital for that?
They took me up, yeah, they did. They took me up to the hospital for that.
Can you remember the
name? The first time, not the second time. It was the hospital down at the beach. They took me to in Aberdeen.
Do you know the name of it?
It's now called the Lynx Medical Practice, but back then when I was young, it was also like a little hospital at the other side. So it's now, one side's Lynx Medical, and I think the other side's a chemist now. So it was a little hospital there called Lynx Aberdeen.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do you still experience any thoughts of ending life?
Not now that I've had kids and stuff. I couldn't do that to them. I lost my brother to stuff like that, and that's all I did to my family. Can never have kids do that.
How old were you when that happened?
I would have been like 22. My brother was 28 and kept switching on to kill himself and scrape a tablet and kill himself. He was 28.
He was in
Oak Bank before me. He just came out and I got put in because both our parents were alcoholic.
Let me just put that down.
His name was Kevin Robertson. I did tell the other lady.
I'm just going to make sure it's on our record.
Yeah. Because a lot of the teasing and the bullying that I got was because my brother was there before me. They were like flagging me because of my brother.
Right, okay. Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No, I've seen a psychiatrist and stuff through the GP, but I didn't know if you look at help. I was very young as well, and I didn't really want to open up.
Mm. You know, you can do that at any point in your life. You can always go back to your GP.
Yeah.
You know, and ask for support. Have you had therapy or counselling?
Just what they referred me to, and I only went to a couple of sessions.
Mm. If it ever changed your mind, it's always there.
Yeah, the doctors do tell me that, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any physical health?
I was working about 5 years ago, and I did my back in at work, so I've got really bad chronic back pain. And my knee, I don't know what I've done to my knee when I was younger, but my knee clicks out of place, and like it's sometimes really hard to get it back in. And that's painful.
Okay, I'll put that down.
I'm on really high painkillers.
Okay. And when you was in care, did you attend hospital for anything?
Just that one time for a minute, that was it.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yeah, a few times when I was younger.
Yeah.
For shoplifting.
Okay, so what age was that?
When I was, before I got put into Oak Bank, while I was in Oak Bank, And then really, I got pregnant at like 20 with my daughter, so since then I kind of got my life together.
Okay, let's get these ages down. So you said, was it 12, 13 you went to Oak Bank, so would it have been about 11?
Yeah, about 11, shoplifting.
Yeah, and was it when you were in Oak Bank as well, you said?
Before I got put into Oak Bank and then in Oak Bank, yeah.
So how old would you have been for the other occasions?
About 14.
14. Was it just twice you got arrested?
Sorry?
Was it twice you got arrested?
Yeah, well, after Old Bank, I did end up taking heroin and stuff. I got caught with like a CD player that my partner had bought, and I got arrested for that and did, I think it was 6 months probation.
Was that that's it. Possession of drugs?
No, my ex-husband had got a bank card and it was fraud. But because the CD player was in my house, I took it to like a cash converter and then the police were looking for it. So because I did that, they arrested me. That would have been when I was like 22.
Yeah, so fraud, and you received a conviction for that one, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did 6 months probation. I had to go see someone every week or something. And I did that, completed that.
Lovely. Any other convictions or arrests?
No.
Okay. You mentioned drugs. At what age did you start using drugs?
17.
And was it straight onto heroin?
Yeah. Yeah, I got like a hung about with my brother and stuff, and he ended up taking heroin. And for years, like I watched him and didn't want to. It wasn't until there was a break with me and my partner, and then I ended up taking. But I'm not on anything or anything, like a methadone script or anything now. I've been off it for like 10 years, 12 years.
Okay. And you're not on methadone or anything?
No. It's just a swamp painkiller. Yeah.
Did you take methadone or did you just
do it? I did, yeah. I got put in a methadone script a few times because I relapsed every few times.
Yeah.
But about 12 years ago was the last time I weaned myself down and got the Suboxone.
Yeah.
And then I left my husband like 12 years ago. I've been clean since. Yeah.
Amazing. You've done so well. I've not heard many people that's been so successful as that. So that is amazing.
Yeah.
Well done. Honestly, should be so
proud
of yourself. So in terms of alcohol, what age did you start drinking alcohol?
About 12.
Okay. And
I also don't drink now at all because I did used to be a bit of an alcoholic as well. But I only really drank beers. I didn't the vodka and stuff didn't agree with me. I'd go mad.
Okay. And what age did you sort of like stop being an alcoholic?
Properly, I'd say like just 5 years ago.
And you're currently sober?
Yeah, I would come home like at night after work and just have 3 beers. A lot of people wouldn't call it an alcoholic, but it was every night just to relax. I did have a work coach through the COVID. COVID when I asked about 3 years ago then. No, 4 years ago. When was COVID? 2021.
21. 5 years.
So 4 years ago. Yeah. 5 years.
Did you get support from drug and alcohol services for those?
I had a work coach called Paul, I don't know his last name. He would phone me through COVID every like week, then it was every month, and now I don't. But he helped me a lot to work, write down all my thoughts, feelings.
And what company was he from?
I'm not too sure. It's through a GP that I got him.
Oh, was it a social prescriber?
No, it was through a GP through COVID, and they phoned me. And then I just kept up to date with them every week. I'm sure it was through my GP.
Okay. We'll find that from your GP records.
Yeah.
What age did you leave care?
I was 16. So what was that, 1998? No. I'm trying to think. So if I went to care, I was...
97. It's all right. If I'm here, it says 97. So I'm just checking
what
age it was. And did you ever get offered? Did you ever get offered any additional support after then?
A social worker, I got my own flat at 17, and a social worker, she did come to help me and help me get some furniture and stuff, but then it just seemed to go. So like after about 17, 18, I've not had social work, apart from when my kids were young because of me being on drugs. So social work has been a part of my life for quite a while because I was a heroin addict as well.
So... was it child protection or child protection?
The kids were on the register.
Yeah.
A child register.
And did they ever remove your children?
No, it wasn't until I left my husband that my son, Kyle's got ADHD and ODD. He got taken down to Fife to Falkland House School for kids with autism and ADHD. He got taken down when he was 12. He's now 21. Mm-hmm. Years ago.
So, do you understand that ADHD and autism is genetic?
Yeah, definitely. My brother definitely had it. I think I've had it as well. Like,
it doesn't disappear. It stays with you. It's lifelong.
Yeah.
It might be worthwhile going to the GP and just asking for screening for that, because that could give it good evidence that that was missed in your childhood.
Yeah, because it wasn't a thing back in our day. You were just a little crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely go and get that checked out, though.
Okay.
Let me just put a note for that. So, with ourselves, would you prefer to have a female or a male advisor supporting you through your claim?
A female, if possible.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll allocate you to myself going forward. When we get a copy of your care records, would you like to see a copy of that?
Please, yeah, because my nana that died just this year, she was 92, she had all my records, but my dad cleaned up her flat, so because she was my home base, my nana.
Okay. And do you provide us consent to get a copy of your care, all of your records from the professionals that you've mentioned today? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going to happen? It's going to take about 10 months now for this process to go through.
Okay.
I'll be your main point of contact until the end. If you save my number in your phone, if you've ever got any questions, please do give me a call.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Natalie,
okay.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is gather the evidence now for your case with subject access requests and put that all together. When I've got it all together, I'll give you a call back and double check the information we've got, and then we'll put that case forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You're not required to attend that panel. It is going to be a closed door panel, but you will be told the date of when it's going to be held.
Yes.
As part of our compliance, what I need to do is just make you aware again of what your options are for Scottish Redress. So one of them is obviously independently, you can make your own claim and research your own evidence, and you're able to appoint another solicitor from England and Wales who have accepted a fee of £2,000 from Scottish Redress, and they get that fee if you win or lose, or we can act on your behalf, MMA Legal, and we've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress. We only take a 20% cap fee from your case, so what you win, and if you lose, we don't take any fees, it's completely no charge.
Yes.
We're completely independent and we're acting for you. Are you happy to continue with MMA?
Yeah, I'm happy with that, yeah.
Lovely. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Just proceed immediately, because I have been thinking a lot about it and like see any of them stuff, but a lot of them might actually be dead. Because there was a lot of older men there as well, and they were quite aggressive.
Yeah. Did you provide names to the previous person that you spoke to?
I was one, but I don't know his last name. His name was Dave. He seemed to be really nasty. He was an older man.
Let me just put
But I don't know his last name.
We
didn't really get to know the staff's last name unless there was reports.
Okay. And then, so I've done all of that with you. Have you got any questions for me today?
No, it seems fine, yeah.
Yeah. If you do get any questions, you can just give me a call at any point. That's not a problem.
Okay.
If I don't know the answer, it may be that I need to come back to you at a later date. Mm-hmm. So that is all that I need from you today, and we will get started on your case.
Okay.
So thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.